This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
When you just talk about practice, we sitting here, I supposed to be the franchise player, and we in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice.
Sports Talk Saturday.
We talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that? And we're talking about practice. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about?
On WGR.
Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
Sports Radio 550.
We are absolutely talking about practice today on a Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Evan is on the board.
Ted Lasso would support the practice talk. That's all I got to say.
I'm wondering if there's now like a remix capable of that open now where you mix in the Ted Lasso with the Allen Iverson.
We're talking about practice.
Yes.
To Jamie Tartt.
But
yeah, absolutely.
No, it's fun though. I like that though from Evan because we are talking about practice. We are absolutely talking about practice. And that's kind of the scope of this. Welcome in Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, let's get it going here. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of it, I do want to introduce the question of the day early here.
Okay.
Mostly because of the fact that there is a lot to talk about today. But I do want to get into this, and I do want to ask about this question probably all throughout camp while I can. Mostly it's training camp memories. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you see every day how there's like videos of like Josh Allen signing almost exclusively for children.
Yes.
And, you know, there's video of Trey White hanging around with Deion Dawkins' kids. And Uncle Trey is back. I saw something with Ray Davis. There's a heartwarming story there. Sal tweeted it out. Oh, I'm sorry. Matt Bovee did. I apologize. Sorry, Sal. Did you also tweet it out? I don't know. But, again, that tells you how much is going on. Because everyone's got something. You've got videos of every training camp video going on. From the large size of Deion Walker making Daquan Jones, who's 6'4", 317, look like a small man. Or there's videos of, you know, obviously plays being made. Matt Milano looking good. Trey White. The return of Tre'Davious White has been fantastic so far.
Bobby Babich saying yesterday it really is attributed to he's finally had an offseason without injury, just a normal one. So I it's exciting. I think, you know, as much as I was a cynic for training camp being a football is back, you can't argue that the vibes just like hearing the coaches, hearing the players, hearing them building team bonding with the younger guys, right, the rookies they bring in. Everything about it is just exciting one way or another. It's not a gear, it's not an on-field product, but it is exciting because it's regarding your on-field product.
It is on the field as a product.
We're talking about practice field.
We are talking about practice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I bring up all this stuff, though, of like, you look at the videos and, you know, the autographs and everything like that. What is your favorite training camp memory of any year that you've ever gone? 803-0550 is the number to call if you wanted to bring that in. Or, you know, have any questions about anything going on with training camp as well. We'd be happy to talk to you.
We're here for the potluck today.
We are here for all of it today. We are talking about practice. But I do want to bring that up at some point because there is something about it where, like, there is some fond memories. And it's something where I feel like it's a perfect way to get ready for those sorts of things. And we're talking about it on the day that they're not at practice right now, which is kind of funny.
It is.
But the one thing I will never forget as a child is when Phil Hansen signed my forehead. I was
really
a Bills fan for life. They were taking part in training camp at Fredonia back then, Joe.
Yes, yeah.
I don't think you were alive for when that was going on.
I don't think so either.
Don't agree with me. But I'm just this wide-eyed child. My autograph book is full, and Phil Hansen just calls an audible and finds a way to sign the book anyway as a kid and then doodles onto my forehead. And according to legend, a.k.a. when my father is telling stories, I'm just like sitting there in the passenger seat with my hair pulled back, which I don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, man.
Pulling the hair back. That's a balding joke. But I've got the hair pulled back, just staring at this thing in the mirror of the passenger side door. I've got my head sticking out the window, pulling my hair back, looking at this thing, wind whipping through my face, and I didn't care. And that's something that I see, like, Josh Allen understands.
Mm-hmm.
A child will become a Bills fan for life when they have an interaction like that. That's why he ends up going towards the youth and interacting with them at training camp, because they know that's a Bills fan for life.
It also helps younger kids maybe get into the game of football and help continue to fund the product you currently play for and keep it alive for generations.
But also, it is a Bills fan, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You become a Bills fan for moments like that.
Absolutely.
Interacting with a Bills player. And I love that this team understands that, though. And the modern day understands that. I don't like the grown-ups pushing and shoving aside to try to get things signed in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's reasons, a.k.a. your child could not get up front enough,
mm-hmm.
possibly.
Possibly that. Possibly monetary value as well.
I don't want to get into the negative aspects of it. I'm just trying to give the benefit of the doubt reason.
Mm-hmm.
But it's likely not to be received well, optics-wise.
No.
I understand, like, not all of them are for the monetary gain kind of people or the memorabilia club. Some of it is, dang it, I can't get them up there. It's already too crowded. It's too late. I have a height advantage.
Yeah, I got to get over the top.
I can get over the top and then make my kid's day getting it signed for them.
Yeah.
So it's not all cases, but I know there's some cases like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Good for you for trying.
I do have to say one thing about Phil Hansen that I don't remember him at Fredonia training camp, but I do remember in the 2012 NFL draft, Cordy Glenn. That's where I remembered his name from. He announced Cordy Glenn's pick.
Yeah. So it's something that will always stick with me, though, and probably how I got into this business in the first place, honestly.
Yeah.
Just a wide-eyed child looking at his forehead in the mirror on the way home from Fredonia.
I mean, you got to love it. I've not been a training camp connoisseur by any means, and I've only gone one time. Partially because...
You're only like 21?
I'm 23 now. I just turned 23. But partially because the Bills were just bad.
Oh, they were bad when you were a kid. That's right.
They breached the playoffs my freshman year of high school.
Yep.
So my entire childhood leading up.
As a child, they were bad. That's right.
I'll give an experience that's not a training camp experience, but it alludes to what you're saying.
Right.
So my school, we did the Fuel Up to Play 60 and did a breakfast cart thing.
Okay.
Right? So like that program is really big. It still is when I was in like middle school. My favorite player at the time was Mario Williams. I was a big Super Mario fan, so that name really just resonated with me.
Here, yeah.
It was a huge deal. I meant like the Nintendo Super Mario fan. That's what resonated with me. So he was the first jersey I ever acquired. There's a photo of me now because we got to go. It was Bills Browns on 1 p.m. It was just a burner of a game, right? But there's a photo where we're on the field for the we're high-fiving them as they run out of the tunnel, and there's a stop frame with Mario Williams right there on my like high-fiving me, right?
Nice.
That I didn't go to training camp, and I have gone once, but it was Josh Allen's rookie year, so it was interesting. But I don't have like a I wasn't a big autograph guy. I just didn't like pushing around little kids, that kind of a thing, you know. And I thought I was aged out of it at that point. I was in high school. It was whatever. The you're absolutely right. That experience with a player of any, even a high five. Oh my God!
Even a high
Josh Allen high fived me. Anything like that with for a kid,
right?
Get you invested. After that, there was not one Bills game I missed. Even if I had a 4 o'clock wake up call for swim practice the next morning, I was watching a Thursday night football game, just like that colorblind one.
The good old colorblind color rush game.
Yes,
but red versus green.
It makes a huge difference in a kid's life. It absolutely does. So training camp memories, I think, is a great, especially at the start of training camp, where we're just kind of getting the first injury list. There's no pads, right? There's news, but it's not like Keon Coleman breaking through, and this isn't a slight to him. Keon Coleman breaking through, making big passes. Nobody's trying to tackle him yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, right now, training camp memories, I think that's a phenomenal thing to go off. And I want to hear everyone else's. It's intriguing because everyone's going to have a different one.
Right. And
I got to see Nate Peterman in that training. It was A.J. McCarron with Josh Allen in his rookie season.
Yep.
That's the only one I've gone to.
I love that that's the one you went to.
And then they picked Nate Peterman to start. Not even A.J. McCarron. They picked Nate Peterman, which is another point. But, yeah. And the ones at Fredonia intrigue me. I only picture them at St. John Fisher.
And
I do not picture them at Fredonia. I used to go to Fredonia all the time.
I don't remember what it looks like.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's been that long.
Yeah.
But
it's just intriguing to think about. Like,
Yeah, I don't remember necessarily what Fredonia looks like and what the practice scenarios looked like. But I do know it was one of these things where, like, after practice, the autographs, the way that they went, the players would have the golf carts. They would drive through, you know, try to get back to the facility, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some of them, they would stop, sign for a random group of people, and then stop at another one, anything like that. Sometimes the big shots would big shot you and just keep on driving.
Yeah.
Something like that. But I'm not going to, like, slander names for that sort of thing.
Just start pulling
like,
names.
Oh, this big timer big timed everyone. He's too good for all. No. It was probably just like, you know, maybe the kind of day. Like, they didn't do it all the time. Otherwise, it would have been a notoriety thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on that day, did I get an autograph from, say, Jim Kelly? No. Does that mean anything
negative? No.
Does that mean anything more? No. That's okay. You don't always get a winner. But
I have a hat with Jordan Poyer, AJ Epinesa, and Gabe Davis just from high school.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous. And it's just there.
Exactly. So it's a fun little thing to talk about, though, because of the fact that, like, there is no practice today. So there's nothing really to update right now today. Nothing's going to come to us until tomorrow. By the way, Nate Geary, a special edition Sports Talk Sunday tomorrow at 9 a.m. here on WGR as well. But we'll take a moment to get connected with our fans. Early and right off the bat here, and it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Chris in Buffalo. Chris, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Oh, morning, boys. How are you guys?
Oh, we're having ourselves a great morning.
Man, I always was a kid. I always wanted to go out to the camp in Fredonia, and my parents would never take. So I decided that when my kids were little that I was going to start taking them out to camp. And it's a way it's progressed over the years. It's a blast. And I tell people all the time, you need to go to St. John Fisher. It's a really good experience. So my daughter was about a little less than a year old, and Tyrod Taylor was still on the team. Watkins was still on the team. Gilmore was on the team. And so we're there. She's wrapped up a little thin blanket. It's hotter than hell. And I'm looking at the players asking, hey, can you sign my baby? And she was in a pink Sammy Watkins jersey. And so literally, we were getting ready to leave. A bunch of players signed their jersey, and I saw Sammy Watkins, and he was down on the field with his daughter. And I was, "Mr. Watkins, can you sign my baby?" And so he saw that she was in his jersey. He took her out of my hand, signed her jersey. She was sound asleep at one point. Aaron Williams took her out of my arms, sound asleep, and just was so gentle and so good with her that it's been an experience every year. We want to go this year, but we're going to and from Kentucky. My dad's dying of congestive heart failure, so we can't make it.
I'm sorry about that.
I reached out to a bunch of the players because my dad was a season ticket holder. He was at the Rock Pile, at the Ralph. See if anybody would at least give an autograph, and I can't even go out and get that done for him this year, unfortunately. But my daughter asked me, "Are we going?" I said, "We can't this year. I'm sorry. We got to go to and from Papa's house." But anybody who's never gone, and if you have kids, go. It's such a good experience. And I try teaching my stepson that, yeah, these guys are larger than life. They're on TV. They're millionaires. But watch, they put their pants on one leg at a time just like you do.
Chris, I appreciate the call, and I hope all is well for you and your family as well.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good day, and I love listening to y'all.
You too. Thank you. Chris, again, that's a great call, though, because it kind of shows the duality a little bit there, too. You know, great memory, though.
Yeah.
To bring up, like, you know, you got this baby, and, like, the players are even grabbing the baby.
Aaron Williams.
Asleep, but, like,
yeah.
But also, pros pro, knowing what he's doing
mm-hmm.
while taking care of the daughter and also creating a memory. Like, again, his daughter's now asking, "Are we going? Are we going? Are we going?" Like, it's a tradition sort of thing now, and she probably doesn't remember that as a small baby, but...
No, there's photo evidence.
But there's photo evidence, yeah. And there's the signatures, and then there's a story.
Mm-hmm.
And with that comes a lifelong Bills fan.
Yep.
Because of that.
The story will make that happen.
Yes.
Then, you know, eventually, descendants upon descendants will, you know, the story will just keep going. You make more stories.
It's how fandom gets spread. It is also through family and through friends that you end up with the stories and how you end up with rooting for the teams that you root for.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, obviously, I hope your family is dealing with everything as best they can as well. So thank you for that call. But yeah, I think, though, that training camp memories is always a fun thing to think about because very rarely do you come away with it with a bad one.
Yeah, there's not many. Maybe the heat is the only thing you can really say, depending on the
right.
day. Like, that's been a thing.
Right.
But other than that, it's always seems to be, at least from people I talk to, I know my friends went yesterday, my mm-hmm. big group of friends. We went to the movies last night. They were talking all about it.
Right.
I didn't get a bad review. It was fun to watch the practice. They make it an event now, right?
They make it an event. It's gotten so popular that now you need to, you know, submit online for tickets.
Yes. Callers mention just walking up to the Fredonia one, seeing what's happening.
I'm not a fan of seeing people charging for them. They were free. Don't do that. I'm not a fan of that. Mm-hmm. Don't be that person, please. But it is something to it where, like, you want to go and you want to experience that sort of thing. And maybe it's because you can't afford to go to a normal game.
Yeah.
Tickets might be expensive and out of your price range. And this is the only way you're going to see them live. Necessarily.
Mm-hmm. And you want to experience it too because you don't know how long they'll be at St. John Fisher. A lot of NFL organizations have moved away from college camps now. The Bills have been very strongly worded in that they like the college camp because it brings the team together in a different way. But you never know. Anything can happen. So
right.
you got to experience them while you can, especially
experience
in that environment.
Especially because of the fact that, like you said, NFL teams are going away from going to camp.
Mm-hmm.
They will do it within their facilities, and then, well, where's the fanfare at that point?
Right.
And
they'll have the scrimmage, but that's it.
I feel like Buffalo is the one team that's going to probably, like, maybe get rid of it last, or maybe Green Bay. It's probably between those two.
Absolutely.
And that's how things go. We'll keep on the phones here. Matt and Fredonia, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. When I was a kid, obviously it was in Fredonia, and the local kids would just help them move into the dorms, which was really cool.
I would imagine that's a personal reaction.
Oh, man. And then, you know, they throw you $5 or something, but every once in a while they throw you a glove, a cleat, something like that, and that was what was special. It wasn't the money. Nobody did it for the money. We wanted the glove.
I would imagine. And also just like the interaction you'd probably get from them, Matt, is probably a unique experience that nobody will be able to really match.
Oh, yeah. I remember moving in Andre Reed and was my favorite player forever.
I would imagine. Thank you for the call, Matt. I appreciate that. And a unique perspective in that as well of, you know, you're helping move the players in.
Moving them in.
First of all, back then, $5 is $5, man. You can go a long way with $5. But, like you said, it's not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as day's worth getting work, getting $5 back in the day when Fredonia camp is there, but mm-hmm. especially as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about you're interacting with Andre Reed's my favorite player. Why I helped move him in one time because I was a local kid where they're going to training camp.
Yeah.
That's a story that you don't, like, not many people get to match.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a cool one.
Yeah. I got to reach over here for the name that you dropped. but thank you for the call, Matt. I love that perspective, though, because core memory. You're never going to let it go. And I don't know how often you have a chance to top that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That builds a person. You now, it might not be personal on the other players then, like long term, but you now have a
some
personal
some players
relation.
Do remember those people.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, almost like
if they see their
to
face.
To a T.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, like that, it's a special thing for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that like every year, maybe there's a different kid.
Right, that's
in
what
player.
I'm saying. But you forever have that personal interaction, personal relationship with that player. You can sympathize with them. You see Andre Reed balling out.
How deflating would it be though, like if you're a kid moving someone in the next year and they're like, ah, where's Matt?
Yeah, I know, right?
That guy,
yeah.
That kid was a hoot last year.
Yeah. You'd be like, Matt back.
I'm not Matt, but I'm here too.
You can never live up to Matt. That would right? be a problem.
That obviously that would never happen. That's something you'd write in a bad comedy.
Yeah.
That's me saying I have bad comedy. But no, like that's a unique experience.
Yeah.
That's something like that'd be cool. That's something cool, and I'd hope, like, obviously, like, I'd imagine the players aren't bringing much valuables moving into a dorm for a couple of weeks.
I'd assume not.
Yeah.
Especially now it's shorter than it has been.
Exactly.
Back then, maybe, depending on how long it went, but now training camp's earlier and shorter, so.
All right, we'll take one more before we go to break here. We'll go to Brandon in Louisiana. Brandon, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hope you guys are having a good day. So my thoughts were, I just wanted to see what you guys felt about the cornerback two competition between Trey White and Maxwell Harrison.
Yep.
The reason why is because I'm actually a Ravens fan, and I gained a lot of respect for the Bills when we played them in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But I did see that you guys probably will need to play more man-to-man to match up against a healthy Zay Flowers and Xavier Worthy from the Chiefs. So I think that was one of the main reasons they drafted Max. So just wanted to see what you guys' thoughts were on who was going to probably start week one cornerback two. Trey White, who I actually was impressed with because he helped the Ravens out in a bind last year.
Yep.
Played solid. Or Maxwell Harrison because of upside man-to-man ability and ability to make turnovers. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. I appreciate that. And I was going to ask you about Trey White, and you answered it right there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as a Raven, Trey White was fine.
Coming off of the injuries.
Coming
as well.
Off of the injuries that he had in back-to-back years where it's a knee and an Achilles. Those are not easy things to come back from. For him to look the way he did for the Ravens is encouraging, and it's also why I might be currently favoring Trey White.
I am a little bit, too. I think
he's looking fresh right now.
Just with younger guys in general, best practice is to let them learn from a veteran. And I'm not saying just bench Max Harrison, because he might, man-to-man wise, he is faster, right? But the ball sense is probably leaning to Trey White's favor just from his veteran experience. And he knows the Bills organization. So I would be leaning towards Trey White right now as well. That's kind of where I'm at.
It is currently set up as Harrison, you have to earn it. And it's perfectly fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where it goes from there, though.
Trey White coming off of, like we said earlier, Bobby Babich said, first true offseason since the injury where he hasn't had to deal with rehab, right? Like this could be big for him.
It's big for him. It's also
because he was balling out before he popped the second injury, remember?
And White was balling out for Baltimore even.
Yes.
And that's one of those unique things. And we'll talk plenty more about training camp in and of itself all throughout the show here. Alex Brasky, Bills Digest, Buffalo pregame, going to join us at noon as well. Mary, Mark, Ron, you're on hold. Stay there. We'll get to you on the other side of a break here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, talking about training camp memories, and anything on the board here today on a fine Saturday here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bean did an exceptional job bringing in the three guys to our room for sure. Just watching them early on, they're going to be guys that's going to help us play this year and going to make big-time plays. So I'm eager to see how fast they grow. And, I mean, they already ahead of the curveball, I would say.
Ed Oliver.
On the rookies.
Many Bills fans would love a bounce-back season from number 91.
I'm one of them.
I am expecting it.
Yes,
you're not have hoping to be. For it. I am expecting it.
You have to be expecting it at this point.
He is that good. It's just, you know, you just want to see the consistency there. You want to know why? That AFC Championship game. Who was one of the few defensive linemen that I watched that I was able to trust in that game? It was Ed Oliver, oddly enough.
Jordan Phillips, oddly enough, was also another one who you don't have
Phillips
to worry
had
about.
A great game, but.
He set the Bills up to go down and win if the, you know, that worked out. But
I mean,
that's why they beefed up the defense, though, because you don't want to rely on
Jordan Phillips. Exactly.
That told you everything you needed to know. So, and you got lucky.
On to better memories.
Mm-hmm.
I asked about training camp memories. You know, they're off today, but I figured I'd bring up a heartwarming topic to kind of get us started here, get us going this afternoon, because there's no updates. I don't get to check in with Sal today.
No, it's a quiet day.
So, but we are going to catch up with Alex Brasky at noon as well. But we're going to keep going with your phone calls. You all waited patiently through the break, so it's time to get back to the phones here. And we'll start with Mary in Fredonia. Mary, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Thank you for taking my call. My father owned a bar in Fredonia back in that time.
Oh, this is going to be great. I love it.
Oh, it was wonderful. I didn't go to see much of the practice because we had a lot of customers that came in because they came to watch the Bills, and they came to the bar because my dad charged a quarter for a draft in those days.
So wow.
I was busy pouring beer and selling things. But the one thing that I can always say is I made Bruce Smith laugh. And
yes.
I had been at M&T Bank, and I was standing at the teller window, and it took quite a while. And when I turned around, he was behind me, and he said, "Oh, my gosh, you're going to have a baby." And I looked down at my stomach, and I went, "How did that happen?" And he laughed.
Mary, well done. And, yes, and thank
you. I said, "I've been here a long time. How did that happen?" And he laughed. So I made Bruce Smith laugh. So those are my two good memories about Fredonia.
Mary, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And
made us laugh.
I mean, quarter beers. Remember what I said about the $5 going a long way?
Yeah. At that point.
I guess so. More than I knew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no, it's... When you have the positive interactions, it changes a little bit of, like, you know, how you think about the team.
Yeah.
It goes into an even more positive direction.
Right.
When you have those kinds of interactions. We'll keep going here. Mark and Tonawanda, how you doing? What you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. When I was a kid, I grew up in North Buffalo. The Bills would practice at Nichols High School.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, the football field was right along Colvin Avenue. And we'd walk right up to the field and talk to the guys. I was a little kid. I don't really remember a lot about who I was talking to. I remember meeting Jack Kemp. But the coolest thing, the Sabres used to practice at Dan Memorial Rink at Nichols High School. And we'd skip school and go to practice. And Tim Horton gave my brother a ride home in his Pantera that he shortly thereafter crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Schoenfeld gave us a ride home in his orange Corvette.
Oh, my gosh.
The guys would, you know, just give us hockey sticks, which they'd give us autographed sticks, and we'd turn around and sell them to kids in the neighborhood, stupidly. But,
I mean,
it was just so different then, you know?
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's a story, though, at the very least. So you may not have the sticks, but you definitely have the story, though, at the least, Mark. So thank you for that.
Here's another story, if you want to hear it, a little bit off topic. We used to get tickets. One kid, we'd buy a ticket to a Braves game.
Mm-hmm.
One kid would use the ticket, go in, and open a door for the rest of us to sneak in.
Oh, man.
Hey, sometimes you got big players make big plays, Mark. So I appreciate the call.
That's
awesome, though.
Yeah.
It is different that back then, though, too. Like, I don't think any of us could try that operation.
No, not today.
Even when we were kids,
they make you scan before you walk through the metal detector now. Mm-hmm. So like, they would know who's going in. You're not sneaking in anywhere.
Like when I'm a kid, it's still even that much different. So, mm-hmm. You know, that is another part of it. We keep going here. Ron in Ohio, welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Well, hey, guys. Well, we're going to have to go back to the Kemp era again.
Hey, we're here for it.
Yeah. 1960, when the Bills entered, or when the AFL was actually created there, I was 12. So I'm that guy. You know, I've been a Bills fan forever. But they used to have camp out on the Knox Farm in East Aurora in the early 60s there.
Wow.
And a lot of people obviously would go out there and stuff, but this was in the 60s, so the place was kind of looking like a lawn fete, like a church lawn.
Yep.
You know, there was tents and ropes, kept barriers and that, but everybody kind of intermingled real well, and you got to see all the players, obviously, and stuff, and they'd chat with you and stuff. But every once in a while, Paul McGuire, who was our punter, and you probably remember him, he was a broadcaster for a long time. And he was a punter. He'd see if there was like 10, 12 of us there. I was only there three or four times, but the times I were, he walked out with a football, waved it in the air, and he'd go over and pick a small spot. and we could shake punts from him for a little while, you know, kind of give everybody a thrill. Well, he'd everybody spread out, but obviously, just like watching five-year-olds play soccer, everybody's on the ball. So as soon as he punted, everybody was running to the point of impact, and there was some scrums like you wouldn't believe where people were crashing into each other, and usually bruises and elbows and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the more you got hurt, the more war whoops there was, and that was kind of it. And then he'd do that, and that was the end of it for the day. So everyone got together and saw their bruises and who won the Purple Heart for the day and that. But that was kind of an indirect relationship with some of the players that shared with us back then. This would be like 63, 64, 65, those guys, Sestak and that crew. So,
Ron, thank you. I love that, especially because of as he says it, the ball goes, kids gather. That is true in anything. Like, you even look at, like, for example, like modern day T-ball. Ball's there, kids are piling in.
Yep.
Like, that punt leaves his foot. I can only imagine.
It's like a game of jackpot at that point.
As Rod said, the purple heart of the day for fielding the punts. He's getting his reps in,
mm-hmm.
and the kids are having a blast. Like, that's a unique interaction in and of itself, too.
That's awesome.
Like, who got the ball? Who got the ball that day?
Yeah. Who got the good old pigskin?
Who got the ball? Who got the most bruises? Those are the bragging rights that day.
Yep. And look, still talking about it to this day.
It's a story.
You're fielding punts.
Yes. You're fielding punts from Paul McGuire.
That's awesome.
I don't get to say that.
Nope. I do enjoy hearing about the Kemp era and just seeing how different it was.
Yeah, because like we have zero idea.
We just talked to Mark, and even just on a Sabres note, he mentioned players driving them home.
Yeah.
Like Tim Horton drove them home. Like, what? Like, that would never happen today.
Yeah, Schoenfeld and Horton giving rides home. Like,
yes. Giving sticks out without any. Like,
admitting unofficially that they skipped classes.
Yes.
You know, like,
off the record.
Off the record.
But on.
Don't worry, we got you.
imagine that coming back that far.
Your parents, you did what?
Yeah, it's really intriguing to hear the past to now,
mm-hmm.
because it is a different beast now.
Yeah.
This is a almost sporting event to watch practice.
Right, and there's far more security detail now in the days, mm-hmm. and, you know.
There's live broadcasts from there.
There's live broadcasts, us, like sidelines doing reports.
Yes, CBS Sports is there.
Like, we're shoving Nate there tomorrow.
Yes.
Like, everything. There is so much more of a fanfare to it nowadays that you won't get. Like, practicing at Knox Farm,
even Nichols, a high school. Yes, private high school, but
still.
At that point, you have the Bills and Sabres.
Still relatively accessible.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get in there.
Mm-hmm. I used to play hockey there.
And, or one kid buys Buffalo Braves tickets, finds a door to prop, and they were able to sneak others in unofficially. We're not talking about anything.
That is one thing I wish I could have experienced.
We are not narcs.
I wish I could have experienced a Braves game. Whenever I hear people talk mm-hmm. about them, that is one thing where I'm like, oh, if I had a time machine, I'd go.
And I feel like the question of, like, would Buffalo be able to support a basketball team? The answer is absolutely.
I think Buffalo can support any team.
They could.
Because look at the NLL team for a league that's
look at the
not
ratings.
The biggest.
Look at the ratings for the EPL.
Yes.
I think it's on NBC Sports still.
I think so, yeah.
It's like, yeah, Buffalo's the top-rated market in the U.S. Buffalo can support anything.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sports town through and through. There's plenty of jokes to say about it, but at minimum, they're loyal.
Yeah. We've been loyal to the crest.
Everyone's loyal to the crest.
And hearing all these stories, you just know everyone is. Because at that point, there was a lot of darkness after a lot of these training camp stories for a good stretch. There was just not a lot going on. And even earlier with the caller about Sammy Watkins, Aaron Williams, like, that wasn't the best of times. Like,
it wasn't the best of times.
That was just starting to get to the point of playoff contention.
We're getting close to breaking the drought.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, there's a player he mentions in there that's part of it, and Taylor.
Tyrod, yeah. So that's got to be a year or two
probably
out.
Probably like 2014 or 15?
Something like that, yeah. One, two, three years out from breaking the playoff drought.
I think it's 2015.
Because Sammy Watkins is still there, and he was not.
He was dealt
the year they would make it.
Yeah, yeah. What a time to think about. Just looking at some of these, this has also made me think, hearing these names are making me think drought teams now, and this is a problem.
But that's fun. That's the fun of it, is that different people have different eras that they went to training camp, and that's why it was a fun little warm-up exercise here today, is to get into the good feels, to kind of get us warmed up here today for, we are going to be talking about practice.
We are.
We're going to be talking a lot about practice, especially starting at noon when we have Alex Brasky joining us. But first, before that, we got business to conduct.
We do.
You know what that is. The Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Booty Cheek of the Week.
I hate you so. Now, without Techno Orioles.
Yes.
Figured that was getting a little old if I went to that again.
Hey, that's fair. Sometimes we just got to keep it there. And then it gives room for whatever else we want to plug into that intro. A little versatility. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. But this is the Booty Cheek of the Week. We're always standing on business. And there are a couple of ways to go about this one. And I'll tell you right now, everything being back kind of makes me feel like there's not much room for one. But Joe, I'm going to let you go first here. Because you had something that was different.
It's different, but it's also, it's not the team or the player. It's just the feeling of hope for that team. Okay.
Okay. So the emotions surrounding.
Yep. The Yankees.
Okay.
Because in the middle of the last segment, I did catch a glimpse of Aaron Judge just had imaging done on his elbow after a throw in from right field yesterday.
Oh.
And he's not in the starting lineup tonight. and we're waiting on the physician to confirm what's going on there.
Maybe it's only the 15-day.
Maybe, but still. The Blue Jays now, 62 wins. You're at 56. They're pulling
the best
record in baseball. They're pulling ahead that far. I'm sorry, without your slugger, your chances slim. I'm not saying the rest of the team can't pull their weight. I'm saying people pitch around him to give others a chance. Juan Soto literally got that opportunity last season. Mm-hmm. Look at him now and look at him last year. Without a big guy like that in your lineup, things change. Giancarlo Stanton only hits home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge can do a little bit of both. So,
right.
Yeah, we're in trouble if we're Yankees fans at this point.
All right.
So that's... It's not as much a booty cheek, just more of a frustration, if you will. Just kind of a bruh moment.
Fascinating. I'm going to go in on something else. And it's also a broader thing.
Okay.
It is the way that sports discourse is done these days when it comes to former pros. Cam Newton, on his 4th and 1 podcast, it's one of my favorites to listen to. And he gets attacked by Ryan Clark. You know, one of the reasons that we have these segments is for, you know, take artists like that from ESPN.
Yes.
But it's more or less like, oh, well, Cam didn't dive on a football in the Super Bowl. What does that have to do with knowledge of the game?
Nothing.
What does that have to do with him saying that Jalen Hurts, for example, is not a top 5 quarterback? Or even a top 10 in his mind? Let him explain why, and like, we don't need the credentials of your playing days to ever get into discourse. We don't. It's not something that's going to make or break the argument. And I wish that we wouldn't have to keep hearing about these things. And Newton, in his defense, kind of did both. He was like, you know, there was a clip of like, undrafted, we cannot relate. But then later in that little like counter back to Ryan Clark, he goes, we shouldn't be using this, which is absolutely right. We shouldn't be using the credentials of a player from their playing days to say, oh, that guy clearly knows more. We have to support that opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because of the fact that I peaked in like my early 20s in terms of my athleticism. But I scored 25 goals in the bar league. Yeah, who cares? Nobody cares.
If you're looking at a lot of these commentators, Derek, a lot of them don't.
They don't respect.
Have experience playing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not counterpointing you. I'm supporting your point. To be going at somebody for how they used to play, associating that with their knowledge of the game. They listen to so many other talking heads who have no experience playing the game, just viewing it and understanding it. So you can't do that on one and not all. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's just, we need to go back to just the point that's being made, not who is saying it and what their credentials are. Focus on the point. Focus on what's going on there. And yes, I'm understanding at this point, like, ESPN has just done everything in its power to destroy sports discourse with the shows that they have. Because the one that actually argued good points is the one that they got rid of back in May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be really, you know what, before we wrap this up, just a fun thought. What if FS1, because they're restructuring everything, just makes it again on the other program? You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be the thing to do.
I don't trust them either, though. They
don't trust them.
They do the same thing.
I don't trust them.
They do the same thing. They do genuinely the same ding-dang thing. Also, I didn't do it last week because we did a whole segment on it, but yeah, absolutely, the NFLPA also getting a booty cheek this week because, now you're under the scope of a criminal investigation based on how you're using your finances. Lloyd Howell, you done a thing and it's not good. The guy who was part of like one of the largest whistleblower cases in United States history did corrupt things when he was with the NFLPA. More coming at noon. Actually, Alex Brasky coming at noon here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.